It's Mayhem in the AM on Talk 1430 WLKF. You knew that. It's your favorite morning show, so that's nothing new to you. Every once in a while, we have problems dealing with people in the workplace. Gee, that never happens around here, though, because we're all perfect and we love each other.
That's right.
We're like a family.
Be quiet over there. Shush. Hey, I'm talking. No, I'm Seth over there is Lynn.
Hi, good morning. It's 8:38 and 77 degrees.
Our newest named intern, Colleen, who shall now forever be known as Knuckles.
Colleen.
Nicole. No, Colleen is who we're getting ready to talk to.
That's always okay. Forget.
I didn't see. That's why we call her Knuckles.
Give us a call. 682-1430 is the phone number.
And Boulder, of course.
WLKF.com for our podcast.
All right. Now, if you are having problems dealing with people in the city or in your workplace, our next guest is somebody you need to listen to and read what she has to say. Her name is Colleen Kettenhoffen. She's been with us before. Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Good morning, Seth. How are you? It's great to be back.
It's an honor to have you back on the show. I guess that we didn't abuse you enough when you were here the first time, so this is why. This is awesome. Good. I'll try harder this time. I really will. I promise. All right, so the issue is dealing with difficult-to-deal-with coworkers. I've been in so many office environments where you get so frustrated because people just, I don't know, sometimes the personalities just don't mesh.
You're a jerk face.
I don't like you.
Exactly.
No, you're a jerk face.
Yeah, and so how do you deal with that? Because you're in a closed environment in the office. You don't have a lot of options.
Well, and especially if people are in a cubicle-ridden environment, but really anyone. One thing that I will say, and I wrote about this in my book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, is that according to research, workplace incivility has reached epic proportions. And I think one of the reasons is just with the economy and so much change going on, not just in the workplace, but for people at home, and I think that can sometimes cause people who normally wouldn't be difficult to be difficult. So one of the things I wrote about in one of the chapters in my book is 7 magic wands for making difficult people disappear. And one of the magic wands, quote unquote, is don't assume that difficult person will behave differently this time. Instead, what I say is don your elephant skin. In other words, how many times have you stepped into a meeting or gotten on the phone with someone you'd call difficult and you instantly knew you were facing an uncomfortable encounter?
Oh, yeah. That happens often. We have a variety of people that we interview, and there are times when I've got them on the phone. It's like, I'm not digging this at all. And that's easy. That's just on the phone. But face-to-face is even more brutal.
That can be even harder because you pick up on the body language. So when you know you're going to be dealing with somebody like that, why are you not being, why are you not always being proactive and kind of mentally toughening up before the interaction? Well, I think it's because you're thinking maybe they won't be difficult this time. In other words, you hope for an improved outcome over the last time because you refuse to think that somebody can be difficult 24/7. And then you walk into that situation feeling thin-skinned and vulnerable, and what are you doing? You're playing what I call Russian roulette. And you know what happens when you spin the wheel and hope for the best? It never works out. And so what I say is quit thinking in your mind, maybe he or she will be different this time. Drop that thought. Don't be in denial. Don't be delusional. And instead, don your elephant skin and protect yourself from getting hurt.
But, sometimes is it inappropriate sometimes just to say, listen, you know what? You are being difficult, and when you say this, I'm hearing this. Let's work this out, or let's have it out. Let's step outside.
Let's work this out or have it out.
One way or the other, we're going to resolve this issue.
Yeah. Well, here's what's interesting, too. One of the magic wands I have is accept that what others do to you is not always personal. And I know we've all heard that before. We've all heard people say, walk in someone else's shoes. But here's why that advice works. It gets you out of your own agenda of believing a hurtful interaction was directed at you. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, sometimes the situation, it doesn't occur usually because somebody woke up one day and decided, you know what, I'm going to do something mean to Seth today, or I'm going to do something mean to Colleen today. You know, I say that the main source of difficult interactions is what I call collateral damage. In other words, people do what they do for their own reasons, and it's easy to get caught in the crossfire of their actions. So sometimes it may be there's something else going on at work, maybe they've got pressures at home, and they lashed out at you, but deep down it really didn't have anything to do with you.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, and you know, sometimes it is a personality.
Well, and then you always have the alternative at that point of when they leave to go to lunch, you duct tape everything in their cubicle. That's always a good way to solve problems too. You can
do what Jim did in the office and put the stapler in some Jell-O.
Sure, why not? That's always a good idea. That's always a good idea. Kelly, what are some other things, you know, the book, the things that your boss didn't tell you, what are some other things that we need to come away with that makes our work environment better?
Well, I think one thing to remember in terms of dealing with difficult people, hurting people hurt other people. So most likely it's not about you. As I said, it's something else. I was on another radio show recently, and they had a doctor on there, a doctor of psychology, who said insecure people are often mean. And the way they make themselves feel better, as sick as this may sound, is to hurt other people and to be mean to other people. So one thing I would say is don't let them live rent-free in your mind. In other words, you can't be completely focused all the time on what they said to you or what they did to you, because now either you're trying to get back at them, or worst case scenario, you'll try to ignore it with them, but you end up taking it out on someone else. And oftentimes,
like a domino effect.
Somebody at home, exactly. One thing that I always tell people to do when I conduct seminars and as a keynote speaker for conferences, and I'm really serious about this, keep a legal pad of paper with a pen in your car, and especially at work, if somebody says something to you and you're afraid you're going to lose it, go to your car when you get a break or at lunch. I know a lot of your listeners are so busy they don't know what a break is. And literally write out on that pad of paper everything that you would like to say that you never could say, because the writing is very cathartic. It's very physical. It helps you cool your jets.
Well, no, that then, it does, yeah. That'll do.
And then when you get home, shred it, burn it, or...
But I suggest you don't do this while the engine is running and you're pointing the front of your car toward the car of the person that aggravated you. I suggest that maybe you not do that. That's probably not a good idea. That's a little tempting. How can we get more of your book? I know you've got a great website and we've posted it on our Facebook page, but give the audience information, your website, and how we can get a hold of your book.
Sure. My website is www.bouncebackhigher.com, and higher as in H-I-G-H-E-R, bounce back higher from adversity. So bouncebackhigher.com. And I've got an 800 number on there. I do a lot of speaking and training. But also on the website, we have the book. We have free articles. There are CDs as well as articles on how to deal with difficult people in the workplace. Also in the book, Secrets Your Boss Isn't Telling You, there is a chapter devoted to how to deal with a difficult boss, because that's an issue for a lot of people, too.
You know what? Well, I know we're going to have you back on. Maybe we'll talk about the difficult boss issue next time, because I know the people that work for me are probably going to want to hear that one. Whatever.
Yeah. Yes. I thought, oh, gosh, I get asked that so much. Even by managers and supervisors that I do training for, they'll often say, how do you deal with a difficult boss?
Yeah, because that's, you know, because they control your income, or they can potentially. Colleen, thanks so much for being on the show with us. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Seth.
Stay out of trouble, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mayhem in the AM. When we come back, We're going to be talking about how the Lakeland Ledger and the Lakeland Flying Tigers have teamed up to do something really nice for you. It's Mayhem in the AM. We may even give you tickets how to get there. I don't know. Depends on how generous we feel. Mayhem in the AM. We'll be right back.